Well, hundreds of Palestinian protesters have clashed with Israeli police in Jerusalem's Old City for a third day in a row as Muslims mark the holiest period of fasting of the fasting month Ramadan. Overnight, militants in the Gaza Strip fired at least two rockets into Israel in a clear sign the violence is unlikely to end soon. Barney Porter reports.
Israeli police use stun grenades to disperse the crowd there for night prayers as part of Ramadan. The site is known to Jews as the Temple Mount and to Muslims as the Noble Sanctuary. It's considered the holiest site in Judaism and the third holiest in Islam. That's why it's a tinderbox. And now, in what many had feared, there's been an escalation. Overnight, Palestinian militants in Gaza fired two rockets into southern Israel, setting off air raid sirens in the city of Ashkelon and across the region. The Israeli military says one of the rockets was intercepted by the Iron Dome anti-missile system, and there were no reports of damage or injuries. The Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, is defiant. We will not allow extremist elements to disturb the peace in Jerusalem, he said. We will enforce law and order decisively and responsibly. We will continue to ensure freedom of worship to all religions, but will not allow violent unrest. And there's no sign of an easing of the tension. Tonight, Jewish hardliners are set to march to the Old City to mark Jerusalem Day, when Israel captured and annexed the city in the 1967 Middle East War. The march was given the go-ahead despite the clashes in the Old City and in a nearby Arab neighbourhood, where Jewish settlers are trying to evict dozens of Palestinians from their homes. A court hearing on the planned evictions has been delayed, but it hasn't created any space for compromise. The Jews haven't changed their minds, says Palestinian resident Nabil Kurd. They still want to evict Palestinians from here. Now they're just looking for a different way. But we're sitting here in our country, in our land, and we won't give up. Israeli settler Yaakov is on the other side of the divide.
I think it's a disgrace that after 2 weeks of brutal violence against Jews in the neighborhood, unprovoked, that the courts decided to reward their violence, to reward their terrorism, and to delay the ruling. If anything, they should have moved the ruling up. They should have made a stand and shown that anyone who commits violent acts in Israel is immediately punished and is not allowed to be rewarded for that their bad behavior.
The latest cycle of violence has now caught the attention of the Pope. In an address to the faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square, he's urged the opposing sides to respect the multi-religious and cultural identity of the Holy City. I am following with particular concern the events taking place in Jerusalem, he said. I pray that it's a meeting place, not a place of clashes, a place of prayer and peace. Violence only generates violence. Enough of the clashes.
Basta con gli scontri.
If history is any guide, the pontiff's plea is likely to fall on deaf ears.
That's Barney Porter reporting.